Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
Shotgun snap, four-man rush. Brady steps up, throws down the right side for Gronk, makes the catch to the 20, Gronk to the 10, Gronk to the record book. Touchdown 69 for Rob Gronkowski.
And now it's a party when you blitz the quarterback again and you find number 87 for the biggest number that gets him excited, and that's 69 on a big touchdown catch. It's a 53-yard dagger.
Yeah, Sosie did set him up there. Good for Bob Sosie. Put it right on the tee. By the way, everyone was saying yesterday they were just bummed out that Gronk didn't retire on June 9th.
Yeah.
Which would have been
the day.
Pretty fantastic. 98.5 Sports, of it is Toucher and Rich. And the beginning of Rob Gronkowski's young NFL career was his second year with the Patriots. Our own Mike Lockhart knew the minute he was drafted. He had been following him in college, and he said this guy's going to be a star, not just on the field if he stays healthy, but also his personality is unlike anything the Patriots have ever had. And he was absolutely right. And so we knew from early days to try to get this guy on the show. And for an entire season, back in 2011, his second year, which was a monstrous year, and a lot of stuff, including the B.B. Jones deal and all that, he was on the show with us every week. We loved having him on. And so it was great going back and listening to some of these classic interviews we had and listening to Gronk when he was just a youngling. We were all learning so much about him. So let's go in the Wayback Machine and listen to some of the finer moments from our time with him on the Toucher and Rich Show.
Rob Gronkowski, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
How you doing?
Oh, feeling good. All right, so you have four brothers, right?
Yes.
And everyone's has played football at some level. Everyone's playing football right now?
Nah, my oldest brother just plays baseball. He never played football.
Yeah, and he's around here too, right? He plays in Massachusetts, doesn't he?
No, he did for a little bit up in Worcester last year, but he was up in Southern Illinois this year.
All right, so all of you guys are athletic. All of you guys are big. It sounds to me like if you're the youngest of the Gronkowskis, that it had to be a living hell. Constant beatings.
Face in the toilet, wedgies, the underwear band being ripped off.
I mean, the house had to be, there had to be massive holes all over the
broken
place in the
furniture,
walls.
Furniture, yeah.
Is this the situation you were living in?
Yeah, definitely. You just described it exactly. There was holes in the walls everywhere.
Trips to the hospital.
My littlest brother went to the hospital with some stitches after some mini sticks in the basement.
Okay.
Some mini sticks?
Yeah, you know that mini hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what did he do to deserve the mini stick beating?
He got checked and, like, his chin went right into the concrete. So.
Did it get to a point where your mom, like, wouldn't even freak out anymore? She would just be like, all right, here we go to the hospital.
Yeah. Basically.
Your poor mother, man. And did they just throw food on the table? Like, did she just throw it
just
on the table?
Raw meat, just tossed it there.
That is what she did. She just cooked, and then she left it out, and then whenever we came home, it's just eat when you get it.
And then
really
if
you have a set time.
And if you were the last guy home, maybe there's nothing to eat.
Yep, sometimes.
Now, how often did you guys get in fights, just for the hell of it?
I would say on average, throughout, including all my brothers, at least once a day when we were all young.
I mean, was it the whole, why are you punching yourself?
Yep.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, your brother Dan, you guys are living together, correct?
Just currently. He's getting a place right near us. So.
Now, do you guys ever revert back to, you know, like when you guys were younger, and is there still competition inside of the apartment?
Definitely, we bring up times when we were younger, when all the little games we used to play in our backyards and everything, like backyard baseball, and we used to put pillows in our in our like shirts and run at each other and call that Zoom, and try to knock each other out. We always talk about things like that, but we don't do that really no more. We just play like pick up basketball together and stuff these days, like when we have time, but nothing too crazy anymore.
Okay, we're back live now. During the bye week that the Patriots had, I think that everyone had sent to them at some point the picture of Rob Gronkowski standing next to BB Jones, the porn star. Well, we got to talk to Rob Gronkowski about what actually happened, and here's what he had to say.
Rob Gronkowski from your New England Patriots. Hello, Rob.
What's up? How you guys doing? Well, let's hear it.
All right. The first question is, do you really carry a Gronkowski jersey around when you travel?
Nah, man. I mean, I'm going out to see my buddies, and I'm all the time my buddies ask for jerseys, so I was just bringing one out for my buddy, man. They love to represent me. They love to support me, and I love the support from my friends.
Fair enough. And then second is, did you really have to talk to one of the Krafts yesterday?
I wasn't asked to apologize to anyone. I just saw Mr. Kraft in the hallway.
Okay.
And we had a brief discussion, and that's all it was, and he just offered me some advice, and I appreciate it very much, and that was all. That's it.
What did he say?
Just always be careful. Just always watch out. And just left it there, and we just moved on to the Steelers after that.
Other than the other stuff, did you have a good time in your off week?
Yeah. And I got to see my boys in Arizona, too, beat up on the UCLA Bruins.
Was that the game with the streaker?
Yeah, it was.
So,
what was that about?
Yeah, so you were at the game. Take us through what happened there.
It was pretty funny because the guy was... dressed as a referee.
Oh, yeah.
Came in shorts and then took off.
So you were at the game, and then there was Rob, take us through what happened during
all
that college.
Well, I was kind of disappointed because I was right on the sidelines, but like 5 minutes before, I went up into the press box just to see some guys and stuff. And right when I got up in the press box, I looked down on the field, and there's some referee just going out there putting his hands in the air, and everyone was confused, and all of a sudden, he just ripped off all his clothes, and then he just started running around the stadium. And, I mean, I was kind of disappointed. I would have been right there where he got tackled. So
you wanted to be the guy to take him out, right?
No. Hell no.
I don't think so, no.
Naked guy?
Get away from me.
The last thing you want to do is tackle him.
So as the season went on with Rob Gronkowski, he became a whole lot easier on the air, and we had a lot of fun. And the callers like to call in and ask him some interesting questions.
All right, Justin, you called 617-779-0985. Your question for Mr. Gronkowski.
I was wanting to know which Gronkowski brother had the highest SAT score and or if they nerd to take it for him.
Wait, what Gronkowski had the highest SAT score? Do you know, Rob?
Yes, it was Chris.
Okay.
Now, what was your SAT score, Rob?
It was pretty good. Out of the 1,600.
Oh, wow, a perfect score.
No, he said out of 1,600.
Oh, out of a 1,600, I was going to say.
Out of 1,600.
Actually, yeah, I think it was.
what did you get?
Like 1060.
Oh, my God, you almost got what I got.
I think that's better than I think that's actually better than I did. Brian, you were on with Rob Gronkowski.
Hey, what's up, Rob? Big fan. I got a non-football question. What was your favorite concert you went to when you were younger, and did you and your brothers ever mosh pit at a concert?
We never mosh pit before at a concert. I don't think I really went to a concert with my brother, but what's that band when they all go with Darien Lake? David Matthews, that's what it is. I went to Darien Lake. They always play at David Matthews. It was up in Buffalo in my high school year. And it's just cool because it's during the summer, you get together with all your friends and everything, and it was a blast.
So you don't listen to like any like loud music or anything like that? I mean, it's more the mellow stuff? Like, you don't listen to anything like, I don't know, Metallica or AC/DC?
No, not really.
So you're mellow. You want to get into a mellow headspace off the field.
No, not really. I listen to that hip-hop, R&B stuff.
There we go.
If you're going to hit up a concert, you got to hit up a Dave and Matthews band, because that's where it's at.
That's where the chicks are.
Yeah.
You want to go to Metallica Sword Fest?
No, that's... Well, are you saying there's no girls at a Slayer show?
Well, yeah, the world's hottest. It's like a Victorian fashion show.
So the Thursday after Halloween, we asked Rob Gronkowski about a party we heard rumors about with the Patriots, and he had a very, very interesting story about how things went down.
So, Gronk, I've been getting emailed this story from listeners, a very whimsical story about your Halloween. Were you, but just to make sure, to find out whether it's true, did you spend time with Welker at his house for this Halloween by any chance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell, the word chainsaw was brought up. Can you tell us the story?
Yeah, yeah. Matt White on our team, he was at Wes's house just scaring people with the chainsaw. I mean, obviously he took the chain off, but he kind of got me too. When I walked in, he turned it up. He had the chainsaw massacre hat on and the chainsaw massacre mask. And he came out of nowhere behind a wall and absolutely scared me. It was because he got like 2 feet in front of me with the chainsaw, so it was pretty wild.
He's got some balls getting in front of a guy as big as you.
Wait, he's got a chainsaw.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, he kind of evens things out a little bit.
Rob doesn't know. I tell you, that band Jacko with the chainsaw, a friend of mine was on stage with them. He got so drunk, he's waving that thing around, and it had the chain on it still. And they had to take it, gently take the chainsaw away from it.
So, okay.
People make mistakes in life. You can't be attacking someone with a chainsaw.
So was the chainsaw passed around? Like, did you have your chance with a chainsaw?
Nah, only he had it.
Yeah, that's like just an ass-kicking redneck right there. That's just a guy that just is like, he's got like a bunch of different chainsaws laying around.
Was there any other shenanigans at Welker's party? It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was. We were just chilling, having a good time, handing out candy and everything. So it was cool to get together with some of the teammates. And we were scaring some little kids, too, which was pretty funny.
Were you scaring them with the chainsaw?
Yep.
So what were,
like some 4-year-old comes to the door?
Yeah. How old are these kids you're terrified?
No, not four-year-olds, but I mean, we had, a couple like middle schoolers and stuff.
Yeah.
We're coming up.
Good.
Okay, so now what did you dress as?
I was in, you ever hear of Zuba pants?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, sure, everyone rocks.
I'm wearing them now.
Yeah, I had those on, and then I just threw a mask on, the scream mask.
So you scream guy with Zubas?
Yep.
All right. So now, obviously, with all your brothers, you guys, as you told us before, love to bust each other's balls as well as each other's lips.
Yeah, your youngest brother is a ball buster, my friend. He's constantly busting your balls.
Did you? What did you say to him about it looks like for Halloween he went as you, Rob Gronkowski, with his shirt off, and he brought around a girl with blonde hair who was wearing a Rob Gronkowski jersey, much like the infamous picture that everyone freaked out too much about. Did you talk to him about his Halloween costume?
He sent it to me like the following day. He's a jokester. He's always up to something, and he's always trying to be funny. What kind of was a...
Yeah, it was great.
Is there going to be like a physical punishment?
Yeah,
when
you're
going to
put him into a wall or something?
You figure that he was abused so much growing up that the youngest of the Gronkowskis.
Right. If you're at the bottom of the Gronkowski chain, you get your ass kicked on a daily basis.
And so now he's safely in Manhattan, Kansas. And
will there be any kind of physical retribution next time you see him?
Yeah. I used to always beat up on him, so he's just trying to get me back while I'm not near him right now.
What's the worst he's ever gotten from you guys?
A couple body slams and stuff.
Obviously, Rob Gronkowski, a master of the media, was on Nesson doing an interview during one of the intermissions of a Bruins game and was making some strange sounds whenever he stopped speaking. And one of our callers actually brought that up to Rob, and here's what he had to say.
All right, let's go to Kyle. Kyle, you were on with the great Rob Gronkowski.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
I was wondering what was up with you moaning in Dale Arnold's grill piece the other night on Nesson. That was great TV. I was dying.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, but I didn't even watch that. And I guess it was just like a natural thing I accidentally did. But I didn't know that kind of things are that big of a deal around here if that accidentally happened. But I got to watch out in my interviews now.
I think what happened was that, and we listened to it too, is that when you were... I guess while he was talking, you were making a sound. Matter of fact, I think I might actually have it here. It was like a like sound. It was this.
Kowski, Chris.
It was like a while he was talking. Is that something that you normally do, or is that like a reaction you have, or what is that sound?
I don't know. That's the first time I ever heard about it, and the first time I ever did it, so it must have been an accident. I'm sorry, everyone.
Were you just in awe of the majesty of Dale Arnold?
Yep.
That happens. That happens.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it. Wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel. More duct tape, a hammer. This random tool I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wrestling Inside the Ropes, a weekly podcast for WWE fans with James Stewart and Mike Riley.
The Rock knows exactly who you are.
Available at 985thesportshub.com, epodstudios.com, and the Sports Hub app. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 985 The Sports Hub app now.
If you could have a superpower, what would that one superpower be?
Man... This is like a time machine.
Being invisible.
Is this time machine count?
Yeah, let's do it. We could build a time machine right here.
If I could just be like, I want to be in Florida right now, and then, boom, I'm in Florida.
That'd be more like a transporter. Like,
yeah, is that a superpower?
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Tom Fox, he throws down the middle for Gronkowski. Somehow makes the catch, bringing it in with his left hand. Just shy of the goal line.
Are you kidding me? It's the play of the year.
Oh, my.
It is the play of the year.
This play action of Brady across the middle has Gronkowski. Slips out of the tackle. And down the field he goes. Gronkowski to the end zone for the touchdown. An acrobatic play. And a catch to the Denver one.
Freak show.
Boston. Who's getting wild tonight? Gronkowski makes the grab of the 20. Spins away from the defender. Stiff arms another. Carries it across the 15. To the 10. To the 5. Gronk leaps to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Beast mode. Can't stop him.
Hola, mi amo Roberto. Yo soy Fiesta.
And there's only one thing you can deflate. These nuts!
Takes the step, runs across the middle. He's crusher, throws to the end zone for Gronkowski. Touchdown, Patriots! 2-point game with 12 seconds to go.
How does he stay in bounds?
Here's Brady over the top. Open is Gronkowski. He gets away and he has it inside the 20. They're not going to catch him. 76 yards to Gronk. Burrows. He's got Gronkowski.
One more. I got 69 touchdowns. You know what I mean.
Gronkowski makes the grab left feet. Stiff arms the defender at the 25. Set free at the 20. Back to the 15 10. Gronkowski dives to the goal line. His third touchdown.
Beast mode. Protein bars for everybody. Energy. This guy's amped up, man.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yo soy Fiesta.
Brady dropping back, looking to throw. Tom's going to throw for the back of the end zone, left corner. And that ball's going to be caught. Diving receiver, Rob Gronkowski. Touchdown, Patriots.
Gronkowski on first down.
A little nutcracker, dude. That's guarding the house.
.985 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. We got Adam Jones in this morning, and what a sad, sad day. The NFL does suck a little more than it did yesterday because Rob Gronkowski has announced that he is retiring and he is done with football, or is he?
Mm-hmm.
You believe Willie McGinnis and now even Drew Rosenhaus, he's not ruling out a return. It all seems very weird, and unfortunately, if I was Rob Gronkowski and I really was retiring, I wouldn't be very happy with my agent right now. Fanning the flames. I just kind of want the questions to stop. Be one of the best parts of retirement is now everyone just knows you're done. With us right now on the Volkswagen Expert Hotline, Mr. Bert Breer, calling us from the big owners meetings out there in Arizona. Right? Is it Phoenix that you're at right now?
Yeah, that's right.
We're in
Phoenix,
Rich. Phoenix. Okay, so
sounds wide awake.
well, listen, it's like, 6:20 out there
right
now?
He's fine.
Yeah, it's 6:20, and I'll be honest with you. I thought I was, like, way ahead on all my work last night and everything else. I was going to be able to have a nice dinner and everything. And then we got a big old grenade about that late afternoon. So, yeah, it was a long one last night.
How much of a grenade was it? Because now we're hearing, like, guys like Mike Giardi came out so that he had heard that there was a contract for TV or movies that Gronkowski had already signed before the Super Bowl. What did you know, and are you shocked?
I'm not shocked. I mean, I think this was the likelihood all along, and I'll be honest with you. I think whatever you thought was going to happen, the further we got away from the season, you started to doubt it a little bit just because that's the way these things work, you know, and why is he waiting 3 weeks? Why is he waiting 5 weeks? Now it's been 7 weeks, and he still hasn't made a call. And so, you know, I thought from the beginning he was probably done, especially considering, you know, what I saw in the locker room after the game and how, you know, just relieved he seemed that it was over. More than, you know, and obviously he's happy to win the Super Bowl and all of that, but there was almost like this sense of relief with him that he had made it through the season. And so, you know, I sort of got the sense at that point that, you know, like it would be hard for him, and I think I said this on the show a couple weeks ago, right? Like it'd be hard for him to lock in to the idea of doing that all over again. You know, and so I wasn't shocked. I don't think the Patriots were totally shocked either, but there is, the finality of, and I guess finality is the wrong word based on some of the stuff that's come out overnight. But I mean, just when you actually hear it, like Rob Gronkowski retiring at 29 years old after 9 years in the NFL, there still is a little bit of a shock factor to it because of how great a player he is, the impact he had in the NFL, and what it means for the Patriots going forward.
So William McGinnis' theory a couple weeks ago, I completely wrote it off. I'm like, well, that's not something that would happen.
Not anymore, huh?
No, not anymore. You're right. And it's so, like, different and random that it almost seems like he knows something. And I know he's close to the Kraft family as well.
Yeah.
Obviously still, you know, very plugged in, you know, because of his job and also, you know, plugged in with the Patriots organization. How realistic do you think that would be where Rob Gronkowski could retire but still come back near the end of the season?
Not impossible. I think, and I have to look this up, but I think they did something similar with Junior Seau at the end of his career, maybe over the last couple of years. He came into the season late. I'd have to look that up, but they it's not like this would be the first time that they've sort of managed a veteran, you know, creatively. So if there was some sort of grand plan, I don't think there is one, to be clear, but if there was some sort of grand plan quietly in place, then it wouldn't be the first time. I will say this. I think, you know, again, that one of the biggest reasons why this decision comes now, I think, is because I think it was really hard for him to get through the 7 months of the season from the end of July to the beginning of February. And it took a toll on him. And, you know, he was able to ramp it up at the very end, which sort of makes you forget how kind of different November and December looked for him, right?
Yeah.
And so those 7 months, how hard it would be to get through all of that training camp and then the preseason, you know, and then you go through the initial part of the season and you're dealing with bumps and bruises and it gets harder and harder to get to Sunday and the finish line looks so far away, like all of that, right? I think probably at this point looked pretty daunting to him. You know, if you're talking about it being October and November and somebody makes a phone call to him, might it look a little bit more appealing? Of course it would, because at that point, maybe you're talking about, okay, like I'm only coming back for 8 games or 6 games and then I get to play in the playoffs and that's fun. And they're not going to make me practice the same way I had to practice when I was 25. So there's that too. I think that, you know, the idea of going through an NFL season, again, based on the way last year went, is a huge part of this decision for him. And if, you know, we're talking about it being the middle of the season, now all of a sudden, you know, you're not asking him to go through all of that and he gets to play football again, it might look appealing to him.
Bert, let's assume for a moment that Gronk stays retired and the Patriots now have all these savings through the Gilmore restructure and Gronk savings now. What, if anything, can they do with the savings? It feels like most of the talent is gone. Maybe they could roll a bigger trade into the cap savings. So what exactly is the option with that money?
Taking care of Steven Gaskowski, baby, first. That would be one thing. I know that's not exciting, but that's...
No, it's not.
They still don't have a kicker, I know. that's one thing. I mean, they do have some internal business to take care of. And then I think that, you know, at this point, you really have to look to the trade market. So, and look, I'd say it was 2 weeks ago. They were pretty actively calling around the league asking about receivers, you know. And so, you know, and you'd hear names, and they're not going to be huge names at this point, but you'd hear names like Mohamed Sanu or like Sterling Shepard. I think they may have taken a swing at Adam Thielen at one point, which was completely unrealistic because the Vikings aren't going to trade him. But, you know, they were asking around about the availability of this receiver or that receiver. And so if they are going to add a passing game weapon, you're not going to add a Gronkowski to the tight end group. You obviously have a need there now, so you're going to have to fill it in some way. And if you want an impact player, I would think it would probably be via a trade for a receiver and then whatever you're going to do in the draft.
What are the cap implications for the Patriots if Gronk unretires in, say, November?
Well, it depends on what he's making, John. You know, I mean, if he's coming back on his current contract, and I'm going to pull it up, I believe it's $10 million in cash and $12 million cap. So they're going to deal with, I got it right here, they're going to deal with $2 million in dead money. So that goes onto their cap now. I'm sorry, it's $4 million in dead money goes onto their cap now. And then, you know, there'd be the $10 million that he'd be due for 2019, $9 million at base, and the workout bonus would be gone. You've got the roster bonuses. I think, like, at this point, if you're going to bring him back, it probably would be on his current contract, so we'd be looking at a prorated version of that. So if he's, you know, if you're thinking that he's going to be back in the middle of the season, like say 8 games left, then you're probably going to keep, I think it would be $4.5 to $5 million in cap space for you to bring him back.
All right, percent chance, and we were discussing this earlier in the show, percent chance that he shows up at WWE Raw tonight and announces that he is indeed going into wrestling.
That would be fantastic. Where is it? It's not in Boston.
It's in Boston.
It is in Boston.
It's like the timing.
No way.
Yes, sir.
Everything.
No way. I didn't know that. All right. That's
it's tonight in Boston, and in 2 weeks is WrestleMania. Yeah. So it's like the timing now all makes sense. Like, if you're of the mindset that he did indeed sign this contract that Mike Giardi was talking about before the Super Bowl, and they kept it quiet, it would be, in theory, to maximize the WWE's pop in announcing that he comes back 24 hours after they announce that he's retiring.
That would make some sense. I think if he's going to do WWE, my feeling on this all along has been it's going to be in an attempt to try to become, and I guess this would be sort of like the path The Rock took, right? You know, an attempt to try to get into movies. I think part of the reason why there'd be some reluctance to do that is because of, you know, the shape that his body's in right now and the amount of surgeries he had and everything else. And wrestling may not be real, but the toll it takes on your body is real. And so I think what he would do as a professional wrestler would be very, very limited. Maybe he'd just be a character. But I think the idea of doing that would probably be to sort of build his profile, build his personality, build his ability to kind of perform in front of a crowd and use that to try to become, you know, some sort of action movie star or something like that. Ultimately, I think, and this is just having talked to people around him, he would like to do something in entertainment. And because he's a pro football player, professional wrestling would be sort of a side door into that.
Just give me like a 5-minute Rob Gronkowski alone in the middle of the ring with a microphone. That's all I pray. Just make him have to talk because he's really never had to do that before without anybody like interviewing him. Make him have to go there and like sell his next fight.
I mean, I legitimately, and I, you know, I've been around the guy on some level for 9 years. I would legitimately like to see how that would turn out. I have no idea. I mean, it could be great. It could be a total train wreck. I have no idea.
Well, what you just said is it could be great, and it could be great.
Yeah.
Either way, it's going to be must-watch television. All right. Well, thanks, Bert, for calling in. And get back to sleep if you're sleeping. Oh, I got real quick. Have you seen Robert Kraft around the owners' meeting?
I have not. I have not seen him. No, the Gronkowski thing happening sort of diverted my attention, where I was chasing around other people after that happened, which was a little convenient. But yeah. So I have not seen him.
He'll probably speak, right? I mean, if he's there, I mean, all these guys
I was told he's not going to speak. I mean, I just like my understanding is that the lawyers have told him do not talk while this case is still in the courts, and I think the statement that came out over the weekend was a compromise. That was my understanding. That was about my sense of it anyway. Is that he just wanted to apologize from the start for this, mm-hmm. and I think he did want to speak publicly, and I think putting out this statement that he put out the other day, no matter what you think of the statement itself, I think was sort of a compromise with him and the lawyers, where it was like, we can't have you going and answering questions and being in front of cameras, but if you want to get your message out there, here's a way we can do it.
Yeah, you see, I thought the statement was a precursor to him doing interviews and saying, you know, I've already made a statement on this, and unfortunately, because it's an ongoing investigation, I can't speak anymore.
Yeah. Like, I thought I think that'll come. Like, I think, I think part of this thing, like, and I know they were hoping, I would say this, I know they were hoping that this thing would be adjudicated and the case would be dismissed before the owners' meetings began. I mean, that's sort of where they are. I think wow. The whole thing's sort of day-to-day right now. And so it could happen tomorrow, it could happen in a month. But I do know that, like, privately they were hoping that this thing might be done by now, ahead of that court date, which I believe is on Thursday. And that just hasn't happened. So, you know, if this thing is somehow adjudicated in the next day or two, I certainly think he'd take the opportunity to get in front of cameras or maybe do something a little more produced, like, you know, sitting down with somebody at CBS or ABC or whatever, you know, the Barbara Walters type of thing.
All right. Well, you head on back to what you were doing there and make sure to roll some sort of recording device on WWE tonight, because you might see greatness.
I know. I know Mavs keep eyes on that. Better energy than in Indianapolis, I would say, right?
Yes, no. I would think so. Maybe a little bit. All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. See you, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye. I felt bad because the one time we called Bert Breer at the owners' meetings out in Indianapolis, and dude was banged up.
He and Manish were out late.
But I mean, man. That's part of his job.
Is banged up, like had a big night.
No, and by the way, I don't think it's fair. It's not fair to say him and Manish. I think that, you know, part of his job is going out with these coaches.
Of course.
And talking like getting him to talk.
No, but he was unapologetic afterward. I mean, we talked to him.
It's part of his gig.
He sounded like he'd been out all night.
And he even said, he's like, guys, man. And his voice was like, he sounded like Harvey Firestein.
Yeah, no. He...
So, yes, he did sound a lot better than he did that time in Indianapolis. All right.
Real quick, Rich, I can add a little bit to that only because Bert decided to text me at 3:22 a.m. Our time. Now, I was under the impression that Phoenix was not on daylight savings, but they don't. But it is 3 hours behind. So it was, what, 12:30?
Yeah.
He sent me three consecutive texts. The first one just said, sure. Next one said, yeah, that works. Talk to you then. I'm like, you couldn't have put that in one, because it lit up the room and woke me up. And I'm like, thanks, Bert. Appreciate that. So I have no problem waking him up that early.
Oh, no, not at all. That, you know what that is when you send three? That's because your thumb accidentally slid and hit the enter button. Damn it. I meant to say that.
Yeah, and he kind of repeated himself in there, too. So, yeah.
No, he did good. All right. Yeah. When we get back for the stack, we have Belichick gets approached by the paparazzi and gives them the most Belichick answer ever. It's as if he's been waiting for this moment right after John Walk's headline.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Touch and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack it up.
98.5 Sports Hub. It's Tutcher and Rich. And Bill Belichick went out to Los Angeles with his lady friend. And as he was leaving, the paparazzi, of course, because everyone wants to know what's up, what's going on in the land of Billy Beachbody. So they went up and said, hey, Bill, what's doing?
I'll handle this. Bill,
please. Yeah, correct. Right, yes,
oh, okay. I'm sorry, Bill.
Now, anything about Tom?
Yeah.
No, we're good.
Tom, any new recruits for the team?
Why you don't want to sign?
What was the special occasion today?
Really, the world one sent to you.
This white, beautiful cup.
So anything
with Tom? Go. It's rare.
Yeah, you look like you look very good. I'm really.
He's looking sharp, isn't he?
He's looking super sharp.
Yeah, he looks excellent tonight. You look amazing. I like the outfit.
You just came for vacation. Exfoliate.
The first word
I'll be glad
Tom
it's a vacation.
King.
Yeah.
Were you scared too?
So were you scared about Tom King at all?
Oh, thank you.
Take it.
Bill, what do you think about Robert Kraft at all? Is he going to be all right? Did he take the plea deal?
What team do you fear this year to give you a challenge?
You think the Rams are going to give you a challenge?
Yeah, you think Odell Beckham trade is going to be good?
All right, guys, have a good night.
Tom Brady signs.
Good night.
Bill, so Tom's going to be okay, right?
Bill, you don't mind signing an autograph?
What's going to happen with Robert?
Yeah, thank you.
Is it going to affect the team? Is it going
to make the video go away?
He doesn't give Jack to real reporters. What makes you think he's going to give anything to you? We're on to the Uber.
Yeah. Is his girlfriend, is he married to Linda?
No.
Okay.
They've been together for a long time.
She looked like she was enjoying that. She had a big smile on her
face.
Well,
I think she thought,
I think
part of it thought it was funny, like Bill Belichick getting chased by paparazzi.
Yeah.
It's like the most anti-Hollywood person ever is being treated like,
I guess.
He's like Lindsay Lohan.
Maybe I need to watch more of those, but I guess I didn't realize how many questions can potentially go unanswered. You know?
Yeah. Well, because they usually stop and answer
them. Yeah, usually, right? Like, some, nope. But yeah, they were trying everything.
No, they were well briefed.
And then he just like silently held up a finger as if to say, wait, and then reached down and slowly took his shirt off. You wanted Beach Pod Belichick?
Yeah.
You've seen the photos, baby. Get those cameras ready.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you a little of this. I'll give you a little of that. By the way, this is my favorite story of the weekend. I don't know when this broke, and I don't know if you guys talked about it on Friday, but did you hear the story about Lonzo Ball and LiAngelo and LaMelo? Okay, so they have apparently parted ways with Big Baller Brand. Why? Well, it was because the Lakers approached them and said, hey, Lonzo, your ankles are always injured, and we're assuming that it might be your poor sneaker choice.
Yeah.
It's true, and he confirmed it. Lonzo Ball was asked about it, and he said, yeah, they talked to me. They asked me about it, and I told him, I feel comfortable. If I wasn't comfortable, I wouldn't play with them. And if I didn't play in my Big Baller signature shoes, I'd play in Kobe Bryant's signature Nike shoes. I work out in LeBron James' signature Nike shoes, but because they're heavier. So he basically said, you know, he confirmed that the Lakers indeed said, man, your ankles are jacked up always. Maybe it's the shoes. Well, then it just happened on Instagram. Just so happened on Instagram that Lonzo Ball put out a picture of him wearing a Nike jersey that said, it's only a crazy dream until you do it. And underneath it, it said, bigger and better. There are also reports now.
Was it like hashtag my own man? Too?
Yeah,
like
hashtag my own man.
Yeah.
And on top, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Listen, you're completely unattached to your dad in any way, shape, or form. You're your own man. They also reported that apparently the founder of Big Baller, one of the guys who was a partner with LeVar Ball, stole $1.5 million of Lonzo's money that was unaccounted for and taken by him.
Yeesh.
So they have, oh no, unfollowed Big Baller Brand. Any sign of Big Baller has been completely lost on any of their social media, unfollowed, nowhere to be seen, and now it looks like he may or may not have signed with Nike.
How I've not heard from LeVar in a while.
Yeah,
it's been
true.
A while since we've heard LeVar about anything.
Because you can't talk trash when you didn't make the playoffs and you had LeBron James on your team. You can't say a word.
You can, sure you can. You can say, the head coach is bad. You know,
play my kid more, and maybe we make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Speaking of kid, that's who they're saying is going to replace Luke Walton if he is indeed fired.
Oh, look at that segment.
Jason Kidd.
That's a strong segment.
You know, it's interesting. Look, wow. Jason Kidd I saw is a candidate. I guess Cal just fired their head coach.
Yep.
And so Kidd went to Cal for, what, 1 year? And so, yes, apparently he's a candidate there, too.
And how often does a director just come right out of the box and say, I am a certified hit maker? Jordan Peele, who, of course, from Key and Peele and made Get Out. He was the director and he also wrote the whole thing. He had his follow-up to Get Out, his second film called Us, came out this weekend, made $70 million wow. in its opening weekend, and apparently it's unbelievable. They're saying it's almost as good, if not just as good, as the movie Get Out. What's Zolak doing? Zolak, if you're going to talk, talk on the air.
He's doing nuts.
Crazy. Who's are you talking to? Okay. Okay, he does not want to talk on the air.
Just nuts.
Okay, all I know is that there was some weirdness out in the hallway because poor Elias had to sit around for like an hour and wait for, I think it was, I don't know, who was it he was waiting for?
He was waiting for Jimmy Stewart.
All right, Sarge is on his way in traffic. Supposedly Sarge came in, weirded the guy out for about
Why are you whispering?
Came in to take pictures with the belts.
Yeah.
Forgot Jimmy booked this podcast that they're supposed to do, and he's been sitting out there for about an hour.
Oh,
Sarge is on his way back in. He's calling Bird, trying to pump him in online so he could do the podcast from his car.
Okay, because so, I felt bad for Elias.
So, I feel bad for him. Man. He looked so mad. Like, I came in here because it was uncomfortable in there.
So Elias from WWE came in and did an interview with us at 8:30. And after he was done, usually they either leave or they go to another station. But Elias, I'm looking out right into our little lobby right here, and he was sitting there with the very nice people from the WWE and with Courtney from the TD Garden, and they're just kind of sitting waiting for something. And so you're telling me that they were waiting for James Stewart to come and do the WrestleCast with them, but in the meantime, Sarge forgot about it and left, and now he's stuck in traffic trying to get back to get in time. Elias has got to be like, enough.
The key is that Jimmy did not wait for him. Jimmy's recording it as we can see it.
That's awesome.
No, Jimmy's right over there. He's recording it in the other studio without Sarge.
Sarge's got to be going nuts.
Do you like cats?
This is great, by the way. Look at Jimmy, because Jimmy's staring at his phone because you could tell he's trying to do his interview while he's trying to talk Sarge off the ledge with his text.
I'll take a photo
just
of it.
Stay in your car. I've got this.
I got this one, amateur. Right. All right, so we'll be back in just a moment checking in with Zolak.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. It's Toucher and Rich. And is he going to show up tonight? Is Gronk going to be at WWE?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. No.
It'd be the perfect day. If this whole plot was for him to become a wrestler, yesterday was the perfect day to announce his retirement.
I think he's in South Florida.
Okay. Because I know that there was a picture of him doing the hot yoga with his, with his friends or whatever. And so you think he's still down there?
Well, I was with the missus last weekend. I know she was going down to spend time with him down in Florida.
Yeah. It's 2-hour plane ride.
Or the time machine.
Or the time machine.
That was one of my most...
Good call.
I'll tell the story more on our show.
I'm a nice
man. We're up against it. So we're all pretty much Gronk today. I think that's the biggest... Obviously, it's the biggest story. Yeah, these type of things don't get dropped in your lap. It's a gift from the radio gods. Dan Shaughnessy's in from 11 to 1.
Oh.
We'll sprinkle in some Sox, some Celtics, but we're mostly Gronk today.
Thank you to Elias for showing up today, and thank you for Sarge for not in time to record the
whole man. Boy, did he miss out. He missed the whole podcast, his whole wrestling podcast. Yeah,
punching the steering wheel probably on the way in.
That's right. Jay Stu nailed it.
That's right. All right. We will see you tomorrow. Bye.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.